Listening. Part 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. You'll hear each piece twice. Extract 1. You hear part of an interview with a teacher talking about the cooler room.
This new punishment policy seems to be succeeding, but it has certainly attracted a lot of media attention.
Yes, that's true. There's been a fair amount of controversy surrounding it, but there will always be people for and against different forms of punishment. This particular idea is proving very effective.
Why do people call it the cooler room?
Well, it's an isolation unit, and I suppose people see it as a place for school children to cool off. The cooler room also featured in the film The Great Escape, where it was a room used to punish the prisoners.
So what happens in the cooler room?
Disruptive pupils are sent there to do work away from their friends, and they aren't allowed to leave without permission. Food and drink are brought into the room, and they're constantly observed through a window. They can be sent there for as little as 1 hour, but for really bad behaviour, it can be up to 3 school days. They hate being away from their mates, and this is what makes it effective.
This new punishment policy seems to be succeeding, but it has certainly attracted a lot of media attention.
Yes, that's true. There's been a fair amount of controversy surrounding it, but there will always be people for and against different forms of punishment. This particular idea is proving very effective.
Why do people call it the cooler room?
Well, it's an isolation unit, and I suppose people see it as a place for school children to cool off. The cooler room also featured in the film The Great Escape, where it was a room used to punish the prisoners.
So what happens in the cooler room?
Disruptive pupils are sent there to do work away from their friends, and they aren't allowed to leave without permission. Food and drink are brought into the room, and they're constantly observed through a window. They can be sent there for as little as 1 hour, but for really bad behaviour, it can be up to 3 school days. They hate being away from their mates, and this is what makes it effective.
Extract 2. You hear two people on a current affairs programme talking about ASBOs, antisocial behaviour orders.
At the time they were introduced, ASBOs seemed a really good idea. A form of punishment that targets people guilty of habitual antisocial behaviour and forbids them to do certain things, associate with certain people, or go to certain places. That's got to be better than sending them to prison. Well, that was the thinking anyway.
But these recent statistics are pretty alarming, wouldn't you say? It appears that ASBOs aren't having the effect that government thought they would.
You're right. What's happening is that a lot of the kids don't actually understand the limitations of the orders, and those that do understand don't particularly care. In some cases, it's developed into a game to see how often they can breach their order, ignoring all the restrictions, and get away with it.
The report says that ASBOs are even seen as a badge of honour.
I know. Rather like a symbol, something to show off about and be proud of. So, you see, in one way, they're encouraging antisocial behaviour rather than discouraging it. At the time they were introduced, ASBOs seemed a really good idea, a form of punishment that targets people guilty of habitual antisocial behaviour and forbids them to do certain things, associate with certain people, or go to certain places. That's got to be better than sending them to prison. Well, that was the thinking anyway.
But these recent statistics are pretty alarming, wouldn't you say? It appears that ASBOs aren't having the effect that government thought they would.
You're right. What's happening is that a lot of the kids don't actually understand the limitations of the orders, and those that do understand don't particularly care. In some cases, it's developed into a game to see how often they can breach their order, ignoring all the restrictions, and get away with it.
The report says that ASBOs are even seen as a badge of honour.
I know. Rather like a symbol, something to show off about and be proud of. So, you see, in one way, they're encouraging antisocial behaviour rather than discouraging it.
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with a woman from the Witness Support Programme.
Could you tell our listeners exactly what the Witness Support Programme does?
Certainly. We do a lot of different types of work, but mainly we're concerned with supporting people who have been victims or witnesses to crimes. In particular, we help when cases go to trial and they are required to attend court to give evidence.
And why do these people need help at court?
You can imagine the trauma they have suffered, then having to relive this and describe what happened when they give evidence. Standing up in court can be an unnerving experience. We try to make it less stressful. We bring them to the court prior to the trial to familiarise them with the surroundings and the procedures. Then, during the trial, we provide a separate room away from the public and the risk of meeting the friends and family of the accused person.
This support programme is a charity, isn't it?
Yes. In this area, three of us are paid to organise everything, but we depend on large numbers of volunteers who help the witnesses along the way.
Could you tell our listeners exactly what the Witness Support Programme does?
Certainly. We do a lot of different types of work, but mainly we're concerned with supporting people who have been victims or witnesses to crimes. In particular, we help when cases go to trial and they are required to attend court to give evidence.
And why do these people need help at court?
You can imagine the trauma they have suffered, then having to relive this and describe what happened when they give evidence. Standing up in court can be an unnerving experience. We try to make it less stressful. We bring them to the court prior to the trial to familiarise them with the surroundings and the procedures. Then, during the trial, we provide a separate room away from the public and the risk of meeting the friends and family of the accused person.
This support programme is a charity, isn't it?
Yes. In this area, three of us are paid to organise everything, but we depend on large numbers of volunteers who help the witnesses along the way.